Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who called in tonight at 323-642-1532. Everybody who called in tonight and feels like calling in tonight to 323-642-1532. And a big shout out, I just want to give you flowers to everybody who's listening via web all over the world. We appreciate you, the love, the support, and we are still gaining more listeners as far as our stats. Just big shout out to 242 Bahamas, London, Paris. We got Australia in the building. I saw Chile. We got Brazil. We got Nigeria. I'm trying to go as many places I can, like tell you many places I can that I've seen so far. We got Nigeria in the building. We also have the Netherlands in the building, and that is DJ Molanda. Let's see. We got USA, of course. But it's so many different places. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. I know I saw some more new stats, but I'm going to check into that, and I'm going to get back to you and let you know exactly where you are and let you know that you can chat with me as well on the Lyrical Cypher. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lyrical Cypher. Go to the chat box and you can actually chat with me on the line. So I'm going to type in, what's up? This is your girl, China. And link up with me. Y'all can send emojis. You can tell people how you feel about the show. Feel free to do that. You can actually pin different things, but you can actually link up with me. So I will be putting that in right now, as you can hear me typing. But I put what's up. And this is your girl, China. So, with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I want to rock the mic. It's time for us to have a good time tonight. So, with that being said, let's get it, y'all. Time to have some fun tonight. So, let's do what we do. Oh!
Come on, 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 come on
money banks, so take my time. Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. Cause what they did, they know was wrong. And all the nasty things you know. So better listen carefully while I sing my comeback song.
Great Mass rhymes and reasons, the beginning of a great man's season, truth. You see, with epic proportion, this is my own reason, my unorthodox soul for great things to come. See, this is my life, philosophically great, your great man's no apology, but truth's hemology. You see, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. I gotta understand where my life lies and continue to put my foot in front of each other. Never fall flat on my face, but continue to rise and seen amazing grace. To create the greatest heights I go, see I'm climbing on great hills. I understand this is a mystic river. Great man's I bring fogs and clouds. I understand that I'm worthwhile living. My life is great. Systemology, I'm not fake. See, this is a great man's apology. Hemology is once again roaring. The great Mr. Drown said, rah. Understand this is the great cause of my life. Understand great things, and this is not strife. You see, they come against me, want to rob, kill, and destroy me, try to take me out. Try to put me in a place of no return. See, the devil don't understand me because he didn't rise above it all. Understand this is a system of great things, a mythical epic proportion. This is no dead man's extortion, but I understand that I can smile today. I understand that my life is greater. Greater than yours, probably most. You see, I'm not boasting. Understand that this is a great man's like bread, I'm toasting. Keeping fire hot like great things continue to be higher. Jesus, my Messiah, continue to bring me closer. Closer to the great man's doors, they'll open something. This is how we do great stars. Dropping bars in the midst of a mythical epic proportion. These things, like I said, are not extortion. See, I understand where my life lies. This is a great thing. See, I'm winning a great prize. Keeping my eyes on those prizes. Keeping my heels up under my footstep. Understand that I'm lying. Never lying and dying in vain. These are things that's coming for me. See, I'm rhyming with great things, systemology. See, I'm thinking that I'm going to be a better man today. I understand that my life is systemology. These are the things that I'm finding because I'm continuing to walk and start great streets. I understand that this is no apology for great man's truth, hemology. This is still great things. See, I'm not an anthropology, but this is a great test of time. Read between great books and great lies. You see, from the hills is where my help comes from. I continue to walk. This is my platform, my life. The great things I understand, this is not strife, but the great things that is best, the words that I progress. See, my knowledge is keen with great things that I'm saying. See, this is not something insane. This is a great man's dang, great man's lane. See, I'm understanding. I'm like a lion in the jungle as I'm roaring in the midst of saying, rah. You see, this life is optional. I got many things to choose from. I can go either the great way or the bad way. I can either be here on the lower case or the stairway. See, truth is telling me to go out to the great things of prosperity, great things of virtue. And this is the crazy entity, my reality. These things I'm understanding because I'm loving myself, guiding myself. See, yesterday I was walking with myself. I even talked to myself. Understood that I could always trust myself. You see, these brown eyes, these great visions. Before great things become for bad man's and for visions. See, I'm a visionist, a great man's visionary. I see I can beseech you, but inside the great things I've seen you. Seeking and believing for great things I understand I'm seeking. Understand it's a truth, man, great rise I'm leaving. For my own success. See, I'm loving and guiding and understand that I can progress with these things. See, this is my soul that is own self. Self-righteous, self-great things, and I understand you're not biting. See, no bite-biters are great things, are backsliders. Understand this is a great man's rise slider. See, truth be told and great things worry. Remember, no apologies but truth's hemology.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with a wonder mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanna miss that replay of yesterday. Cause somebody loves you, baby. Whoa, somebody loves you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Me. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa.
Curiosity on the rise like apostrophe. Spit exactly what you're thinking like a prime for B. Nice guy, so forever will be proud of me. I know it's coming, so there's no need of doubt of me. Took a while, but I had to get it out of me. Now every time they see me, they say I got that B, B. I got that H, H. I got that I, I. I got that N, N. you're looking right past it. Wrapping up the mixtape, looking for a classic. Fingertips searching, already know the deal. Ever since the first mixtape of Rockin' Lauryn Hill, trying to keep that vibe, keep it high. Spit it so she get it, and I take that ride to the mountain, drink the juice from the fountain. Regurgitate it for the people who say we found them. They want a piece of the pie, but when I'm making cake, can't trying to hold it on the napkin, but you need a plate. Get it? You need a sturdy foundation. Always keep it clean, come join the ill nation. I'm not about the green, I'm all about the dream. Stay prayed up, I better look exactly what I seen, cause I'm God friend. Watch what you say, because God hearing. Yeah. Whatever he say, it goes, it's not an odd errand. I'm in competition with the old me, so every time I sell myself short, I think I owe me. But oh me, oh my, look at this guy. They say he upgraded from the illest on the rise. Hold up, what I'm supposed to do, stand still. On stage, I stand still, spit trash like landfills. Man, chill, I wanna turn you to a fan. Maybe hear you scream, you can't explain it, but you say, yo, you got that D, D. You got that H, H. You got that I, I. You got that N, N. You got that G. But you already know the deal. Who that? You're the deal, Will. You know Willie, the one back in NL. Rapping under his breath, but you can never tell, because the punchline rappers was running the game. So he graduated and started to run in his lane, and he started sticking out like a sore thumb. All about Adidas, so it's safe to say he wants some, right? I would rather see the picture than paint it for people. If I keep it going, tell me what's it need for a sequel. Didn't think I'd get this far, but now I know I will. Once again, this is my tribute to Miss Lauryn Hill.
Will.
So now I'm playing.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Not a cloud in the sky. Not a cloud in the sky. A boy wants us to meet. So some change in my job.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush. Maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words go dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
La di da da da, la da da da. I know what you are going through, but with me you will never lose. I know it seems that you will never make it. Put your trust in me. Just remember that I'm the God who never changes. Oh, my child, I know what your name is. I knew you before you were made, so believe in me. Though I can tell you who you are, you're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill, don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, you are a star, oh, oh. Commit your life to me, and here's what I will do. If you trust in me, I will make your godly ways shine like the dawn. I will make your honest life shine like the sun at noon. Just remember, this love I have for you is unending. I'm holy, just and true and omnipotent. I've got you in the palm of my hands, just believe in me. Oh, don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill, don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, you are a star, oh, oh. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I notice what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. I said, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I know that what you are. Up above the world so high, oh, you shine. Don't let them tell you who you are. You're like a candle in the dark. You're a city on a hill, don't let them dim your light. You are a star, oh, oh, you are a star, oh, oh.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question, are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden. Beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed. The first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm having a good time. I don't know about y'all. And I'm about to open up the open mic lines for anybody who would like to spit some poetry, sing a song. If you just want to share something with us, you just want to do a shout-out, feel free to do so. Don't be shy. I am going to call, just give you a shout-out when I hit unmute you. But I just like to give people their flowers. So that being said, I got Miss Tamika on the line. What's up, Tamika? How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Tana? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing great. Couldn't wait to get my me time in with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope everybody's doing good and everybody's having a blessed day. I just want to say, Tanya, you know, I love you. I love you.
I love you too, girl. And thank you so much for coming through, sliding through, and giving that positive energy. I need that. I need all that.
No problem, baby.
All right. Everybody, that's Tamika in the building, and we got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up, Burnett? How you doing?
Hey, Miss China, all right? Long time no see.
I know. I'm back. So glad to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be back. All right.
You said what now?
Everybody be good? Ma'am?
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said everybody be blessed, and y'all have a nice day. I'm enjoying. Say back and enjoy. And I'm going to
chill. All right, lady. Look, and happy belated birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. All right. And we got David on the line. What's up, David? How you doing? This is China. Can you hear me, David? What's up, David? I don't know if you can hear me. Let's give you a shout-out. Thank you for calling in. I don't know if you have yourself on mute, but... Without further ado, we're actually about to slide right back into the next round. I will be hitting you guys with some, just some gems. I'm going to drop some gems. I usually, like I do nuggets, gems, so now I'm actually kind of transitioning to gems or nuggets, either way, inspiration nuggets or gems, or as I learn and grow, I try to pass on to you. So I'll be dropping that gem a little bit later. And also, next week, I want to go ahead and put out that atmosphere. My birthday is next week. I will be the big 4-3. I don't mind telling my age. I'll be 43 years old by the grace of God. And that'll be next Wednesday. So anybody finding it feeling especially your heart, if you want to do a little something for me, my Cash App is $ Clavette Roberts, capital C, capital R. Clavette, that's Clavette Roberts. If you want to send something to my Cash App as a monetary birthday gift, I will take it. Even if it's a dollar, just like putting a dollar, pinning a dollar on me. So cool with me. I'm not hard to please. Or you just want to give a birthday shout out, I'm good with that too. It don't take much for me. All right. So with that being said, let's get this party rocking. I'm so honored to say I'm actually in this music video. You can find it on YouTube. But this video was actually on, I think it was VH1 or MTV. I can't remember. I think it might have been MTV. But Party Rocking with Cartier Jesus, God rest his soul, good friend of mine who recently passed this year. And I still can't believe he's gone. He's actually the one who does my intro as well. But he passed suddenly, and I miss him dearly, but I'm thankful for the memories I do have with him, and he was a true and honest friend. They're hard to come by. So let's get this party started.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Tonight, like my life, superstars shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, I
23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Your mama 23, she just put that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night.
Pull it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see your mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow.
I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it.
1, 2, 3, I've been pulling out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping.
Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. Whiskey Rock, so thought I'm a screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping.
DJ,
on rockin'. Tell the DJ,
DJ, keep the party rocking.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
Night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song.
Yo,
we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. Cause all you talk about is how this your song.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghost, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
Don't.
And I don't feature on the track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do it track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a fuck that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created world, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarette still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God, believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I would do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the Rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Never
was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguised yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs. Time was spent, or so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents the domino effect. Constant besetting foes before one's eyes. Never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon awakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, game played. God saw fit amongst our demise to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I hope you guys have enjoyed that second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm grateful for everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I'm getting the stats. I'm getting, you know, the messages. I appreciate you. And also feel free to chat with me on the Lyrical Piper page. Go to chat. I got in the chat box. What's up? What's up? This is your girl, China. And you can always chat with me like that. A lot of people chat with me text and in different forms. So I appreciate you. I do want to say a few things. To anybody who would like to share their tracks and put them in rotation with this comedy, poetry, rap, singing, whatever it is that you do, feel free to do that. If you want to send me a 60-second commercial about what you have going on, we'll support your businesses too. You can send that all to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. If you like what we have going on, please spread the word. Okay, we do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. You can call in to 323-642-1532. You can speak to me live, and you can actually get on the line live and be heard all over the world. I do want to give another big shout-out to everybody who's listening internationally. I'm grateful for the connection that we have. I just want to big shout-out to 242 Bahamas. We got Australia in the building. We got Paris. We got London. We got Nigeria. We got Brazil. We also have, of course, United States in the building. A lot of people from all over the United States listen to this show. We have Nigeria in the building, Botswana, Chile. So I've seen more and more new places that are on, that are watching, listening to the Lyrical Cypher, and I appreciate you guys spreading the word. We have more people who listen internationally, like through the web, and we have people that are on the line as well. So feel free to call in. 242 Bahamas just to call in on a regular basis, and I'm looking forward to getting them back on the line. And also, big shout out to the Boom Boom Room. You guys have supported me for many, many years, and I like to give people their flowers now because, you know, life is short, and we have to be careful just how we treat one another, how we take care of one another. And that will be my jam for tonight. Life is short. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you loving people. Make sure you give people their flowers. Make sure you learn to forgive. Learn to, you know what I'm saying, forgive yourself. And know that you matter, you know. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't ever want to be. I'm not ever striving for perfection. I don't want it. I've been called that, but that's not who I am. I am not perfect by no means. I own my flaws. I actually throw my flaws right on out there to the world. My transparency to me is my freedom, you know. I want to be free, you know, mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying, spiritually. I want to be free to be me, you know, and to love freely, you know. So, you know, with whoever God connects, you know, however God connects us all together, you know, I try to pass on that love. That's what I mean by that. Like, pass on that love, like, as God loves me, I try to pass it on to you. So that's what I mean. Like, not, you know, just actually just love. Love is love, you know. So that's how I see it, like, loving people, period, you know. But just knowing that, back to what I was saying about love, life is short. And we're seeing for ourselves with the pandemic and with all these different things, is that people are getting taken away from us in so many different forms and so many different ways. And don't ever stop giving people their flowers, because they can't get their flowers when they're there. They can get flowers, but they won't recognize them. They won't know that they're there because they're not going to be able to receive them. So give people their flowers. Show love. If you got beef with somebody, make it right. You know, some people don't make it through the night. You know, God forbid that happened to any of us, but these things happen. You know. So just being careful about, like I say, be careful about how we treat people. You know, if you mistreat somebody, make it right. I've learned to ask for forgiveness, you know what I'm saying, and try my best to make it right, and also forgive myself in the process. But, again, life is too short, so love the best way you know how, and love yourself the best way you know how. So that's my gem. Like I said, as I learn, I grow. I give it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I'm just letting you know what I'm learning. So with that being said, I got my girl from, man, I'm going to say Illusions, but she is a part of Illusions, but she is her own. She's a singer, songwriter, producer, poet, actress, photographer. I can go on and on and on. But Miss Angel in the building, simply Angel. It's beautiful Angel in the building. What's up? What's up, Angel?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's what's up. You got something for us tonight?
Yeah, I got this this spiel. I'm going to call it a spiel because I wrote it at a real dark time. It was like a breakup or whatever, but it's called Hurt Song. I never done it. But yeah, here it is.
Oh, we have fresh ink in the building.
Yeah, it's old, but it's I never done it though. Okay. Foolish of I to cry these tears that I. This pain that's inside is so hard to deny. I try. Why, oh why? Worry of a man to be. I don't have an answer to it. Haunted by these memories. I don't think it's helping a bit. Cause my sanity wants to quit. But my heart says don't give in. Hold on. Why is love so complicated? I build up these walls to stop things like this from happening. But you came and tore them down. Not thinking you would be the reason I'm building back up. Stronger and taller, you get me further and confused. Because you taught me how to love again, taught me how to open up and let it in and be free. Oh. So I guess it's my fault, you stole my heart. I should have listened to my intuition in the beginning. Knew you wasn't ready, but you showed me different eyes. Don't know how to feel about you, but I know it was real. Or at least I thought so. You promised you would be careful with my heart. Oh, look at me now. Oh, yeah. I trusted you, and it wasn't easy to give, and I saw what you do. Crazy. So what do I do? Who let you go? Gotta let you go. I'm going in circles. Feeling like I'm losing myself. Oh, yeah. See, I was never with the bullshit, but you came and showed me different. Yeah, I know I had my guard up, but I had it up for a reason. You pursued with intentions. You started speaking on the future, and you welcomed me in it. I was never with the game playing. Now look who's changing. You told me to see clearly. Now your vision's hella blurry. But when I finally let my guard down, now you want to show resistance. The talk is cheap. Yeah, I see you walking different. Oh, you have potential. That's what you showed me. Now your heart's in limbo. You should have never chose me. But when I begin to fall, I slip right through your arms. Let me slip. Foolish of I to cry these tears that I cry. This pain that's inside, so hard to deny. I try.
That's all. I'm frozen. That was a beautiful piece and heartfelt. Believe me. Thank you so much, Lottie.
I think I was feeling it a little bit.
No, you're good. I was feeling it too. Like I had to catch my breath. That's why I said I was frozen.
Yeah.
I know what that feels like. All too well. Thank you so much, Angel. Did you want to share anything else?
I can. Breathless. It's kind of like a roller coaster.
Okay.
But, I can do breathless.
All right.
Love that scene of a character nowhere to be seen, abandoned, left alone in the agony of thought, like a prisoner locked down in shame, still is broken. And if I try to leave, I have to cross the oceans and the seas. To be free is worth it. I have to get away. I need to escape to begin where you feel like I'm drowning underwater. Suffocating in my own self, gasping for air I can breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. More and more breathless. I'm caught up by these emotions, they're taking a toll on me. Confusing reality with fantasy, I must have lost my mind. I know this ain't good for me, think I'm addicted to misery. But if I try to leave, I have to cross the oceans and the seas to be free. It's worth it. I have to get away. Oh, I need to escape to begin with you. Feels like I'm drowning underwater, suffocating in my own self, gasping for air I can breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. More and more breathless. I must break free from these things. It feels like a lot to lose, but I believe there's more to gain. I must begin this journey of finding the broken pieces of me. And when you feel like I'm drowning underwater, suffocating in my arms, gasping for air, I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stand. If I don't look, I'll become more and more breathless.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Angel. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Angel.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. It's Angel H, simply Angel H in the building. Y'all got to check her out. And actually, we're about to really close out. There will not be an illusion show this month, but we will be getting back to it next month. My birthday is next week. It'll be next Wednesday. So maybe I can celebrate with y'all on Tuesday on the line. So, just a little bit of that, but we will be back at Illusions next month in September. I'll be shooting y'all that date real soon. But I hope y'all had a good time tonight. I know I did. Hope you're feeling good. If you're not, hopefully just close out a song by 13 and Azure called Feel Good to make you feel good tonight. I want to encourage everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep believing, keep being the best you know how to be. And also, life is too short, you know, be careful, you know, how we treat one another, and make it right, you know. All right, so with that being said, let's get it.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13
to 9,
yeah, yours, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child, waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time and ends of the evening. And my family is part of and grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, 4-place, Lafayette, George, and know you,
with my man, the right one,
Ocean View. Doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be
dead.
It's a spoken word,
holding me down.
Check.
13 and Nazareth
in the building.
Yeah, and I'm out. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel.
say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good, say it. I feel good,
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky. Swing them from the